Brilliance Audio presents No Ordinary Life by Suzanne Redfern, performed by Whitney Dykhouse. Fame is a dangerous drug and should be kept out of the reach of children. Paul Peterson, child actor. 1. Molly and I sit outside the principal's office, my eyes staring at my hands in my lap like a defendant awaiting a verdict. Molly's pudgy legs stick off the plastic seat, her pink Crocs bouncing up and down in rhythm with the beat of the class singing in the auditorium beside the office. The soles are too short for her feet, her heels extending a quarter inch beyond the edges. She needs new shoes. I should have bought her new shoes. Suddenly embarrassed, I want her to stop bouncing her legs and drawing attention to the evidence of my maternal failing. My eyes slide to the school secretary. Mercifully, the woman types on her computer, completely oblivious to Molly's two small shoes and my parental incompetence. The door on the other side of the room opens and Tom walks through, his eyes on the ground as he shuffles shamefully forward. The school counselor walks 2 feet behind, her face turned up haughtily. She's the one who called an hour ago to tell me Tom had gone missing after lunch, which in turn sent the entire campus into lockdown. Half an hour later, he was found in an empty classroom, sitting on the floor, reading, entirely unaware of the commotion he had caused. I pull Tom to me and he buries his face against my hip. Smoothing his honey hair, I open my mouth to say something, stutter an apology or an excuse. But already the counselor has turned and is walking back toward her office. I lift Tom's face so he is looking at me, his blue eyes so sorry it makes my heart hurt. "Darn cat," I say, our secret code for the anxiety that wraps around his vocal cords like a serpent whenever he's confronted with a new or difficult social situation. An expression coined from the saying, "Cat got your tongue?" He nods and again buries his face against my jeans, his desire to disappear so palpable I wish I were a magician and could make the wish come true, zap him onto the couch at home and put a mug of steaming hot cocoa in his hands. The social anxiety disorder Tom suffers from is called selective mutism, an insipid label suggesting that he chooses to be silent, which is ridiculous. No 8-year-old...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?